To see is to experience the world as it is. To remember is to experience the world as it was. But to imagine is to experience the world as it isn't and has never been, but as it might be. The greatest achievement of the human brain is its ability to imagine objects and episodes that don't exist in the realm of the real. And it's this ability that allows us to think about the future. As one philosopher noted, the human brain is an anticipation machine, and making future is the most important thing it does. But what exactly does making future mean? There are at least two ways in which brains might be said to make future, one of which we share with many other animals, the other of which we share with none. All brains, human brains, chimpanzee brains, even regular food-bearing squirrel brains, make predictions about the immediate, local, personal future. They do this by using information about current events, I smell something, and past events, last time I smelled this smell, a big thing tried to eat me, to anticipate the event that's most likely to happen to them next. A big thing is about to... But notice two features of this so-called prediction. First, despite the comic asides, predictions such as these don't require the brain making them to have anything even remotely resembling a conscious thought. Just as an abacus can put two and two together to produce four without having thoughts about arithmetic, so brains can add past to present to make future without ever thinking about any of them. In fact, it doesn't even require a brain to make predictions such as these. With just a little bit of training, the giant sea slug known as a plasia parvula can learn to predict and avoid an electric shock to its gill, and as anyone with a scalpel can easily demonstrate, sea slugs are inarguably brainless. Computers are also brainless, but they use precisely the same trick the sea slug does when they turn down your credit card because you were trying to buy dinner in Paris after buying lunch in Hoboken. In short, machines and invertebrates prove that it doesn't take a smart, self-aware, conscious brain to make simple predictions about the future. The second thing to notice is that predictions such as these are not particularly far-reaching. They're not predictions in the same sense that we might predict the annual rate of inflation, the intellectual impact of postmodernism, the heat death of the universe, or Madonna's next hair color. Rather, these are predictions about what will happen in precisely this spot, precisely next to precisely me. And we call them predictions only because there's no better word for them in the English language. But the use of that term, with its inescapable connotations of calculated, thoughtful reflection about events that may occur anywhere, to anyone, at any time, risks obscuring the fact that brains are continuously making predictions about the immediate, local, personal future of their owners without their owner's awareness. Rather than saying that such brains are predicting, let's say that they're nexting. Yours is nexting right now. For example, at this moment, you may be consciously thinking about the sentence you just read, or about the key ring in your pocket that's jammed uncomfortably against your thigh, or about whether the War of 1812 really deserves its own overture. Whatever you're thinking, your thoughts are surely about something other than the word with which this sentence will end. But even as you hear these very words echoing in your very head and think whatever thoughts they inspire, your brain is using the word it's reading right now and the words it read just before to make a reasonable guess about the identity of the word it will read next, which is what allows you to read so fluently. Any brain that's been raised on a steady diet of film noir and cheap detective novels fully expects the word night to follow the phrase, "It was a dark and stormy." And thus, when it does encounter the word night, it's especially well prepared to digest it. As long as your brain's guess about the next word turns out to be right, you cruise along happily left to right, turning black squiggles into ideas, scenes, characters, and concepts, blissfully unaware that your nexting brain is predicting the future of the sentence at a fantastic rate. It's only when your brain predicts badly that you suddenly feel avocado. That is, surprised. See? Now, consider the meaning of that brief moment of surprise. Surprise is an emotion we feel when we encounter the unexpected. For example, 34 acquaintances in paper hats standing in our living room yelling happy birthday as we walk through the front door with a bag of groceries and a full bladder. And thus the occurrence of surprise reveals the nature of our expectations. The surprise you felt at the end of the last paragraph reveals that as you were reading the phrase, "It is only when your brain predicts badly that you suddenly feel," your brain was simultaneously making a reasonable prediction about what would happen next. It predicted that sometime in the next few milliseconds, your eyes would come across a set of black squiggles that encoded an English word that described a feeling such as sad or nauseous or even surprised. Instead, it encountered a fruit, which woke you from your dogmatic slumbers and revealed the nature of your expectations to anyone who was watching. Surprise tells us that we were expecting something other than what we got, even when we didn't know we were expecting anything at all. Because feelings of surprise are generally accompanied by reactions that can be observed and measured, such as eyebrow arching, eye widening, jaw dropping, and noises followed by a series of exclamation marks, psychologists can use surprise to tell them when a brain is nexting. For example, when monkeys see a researcher drop a ball down one of several chutes, they quickly look to the bottom of that chute and wait for the ball to reemerge. When some experimental trickery causes the ball to emerge from a different chute than the one in which it was deposited, the monkeys display surprise, presumably because their brains were nexting. Human babies have similar responses to weird physics. For example, when babies are shown a video of a big red block smashing into a little yellow block, they react with indifference when the little yellow block instantly goes careening off the screen. But when the little yellow block hesitates for just a moment or two before careening away, babies stare like bystanders at a train wreck, as though the delayed careening had violated some prediction made by their nexting brains. Studies such as these tell us that monkey brains know about gravity, for example, objects fall down, not sideways, and that baby human brains know about kinetics, for example, moving objects transfer energy to stationary objects precisely the moment they contact them and not a few seconds later. But more important, they tell us that monkey brains and baby human brains add what they already know, the past, to what they currently see, the present, to predict what will happen next, the future. When the actual next thing is different from the predicted next thing, monkeys and babies experience surprise.